Washington, AP, Donald Trump arrived in Florida on Monday ahead of a history-making federal court appearance on dozens of felony charges accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and thwarting the Justice Department's efforts to get them back. Trump's Tuesday afternoon appearance in Miami will mark his second time since April facing a judge on criminal charges. But unlike a New York case some legal analysts derided as relatively trivial, the Justice Department's first prosecution of a former president concerns conduct that prosecutors say jeopardized national security, with Espionage Act charges carrying the prospect of a significant prison sentence. Ahead of his court date, he and his allies have been escalating efforts to undermine the criminal case against him and drum up protests. He's ratcheted up the rhetoric against the Justice Department special counsel who filed the case, calling Jack Smith deranged, as he repeated without any evidence his claims that he was the target of a political persecution. And even as his supporters accuse the Justice Department of being weaponized against him, he vowed Monday to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate President Joe Biden and his family if Trump is elected to a second term. Trump landed in Miami around 3 p.m. Monday and got into a waiting SUV. He was expected to huddle with advisors before his court appearance, as he looks to line up additional lawyers following the departure before his indictment last week of two attorneys who had handled the defense for months. He's encouraged supporters to join a planned protest at the Miami courthouse Tuesday, where he will face the charges and surrender to authorities. "We need strength in our country now," Trump said Sunday, speaking to longtime friend and advisor Roger Stone in an interview on WABC Radio. "And they have to go out and they have to protest peacefully. They have to go out. Look, our country has to protest. We have plenty to protest. We've lost everything," he went on. He also said there were no circumstances, whatsoever, under which he would leave the 2024 race, where he's been dominating the Republican primary. Other Trump supporters have rallied to his defense with similar language, including Carrie Lake, the unsuccessful Republican gubernatorial candidate in Arizona who pointedly said over the weekend that if prosecutors want to get to President Trump, they're going to have to go through me, and 75 million Americans just like me. And most of us are card-carrying members of the NRA. Trump's calls for protest echoed exhortations he made ahead of a New York court appearance in April, where he faces charges arising from hush money payments made during his 2016 presidential campaign, though he complained that those who showed up to protest then were so far away that nobody knew about him. And just like in that case, he plans to address supporters in a Tuesday evening speech hours after his court date. After his court appearance, he will return to New Jersey, where he's scheduled a press event to publicly respond to the charges. He'll also be holding a private fundraiser. Trump supporters were also planning to load buses to head to Miami from other parts of Florida, raising concerns for law enforcement officials who are preparing for the potential of unrest around the courthouse. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez said the city would be ready, and Police Chief Manuel A. Morales said downtown could see anywhere from a few thousand up to 50,000 protesters. He said the city would be diverting traffic and possibly blocking streets depending on crowd size. "Make no mistake about it," Morales said. "We are taking this event extremely serious. We know there is a potential of things taking a turn for the worse, but that's not the Miami way." The Justice Department unsealed Friday an indictment charging Trump with 37 felony counts, 31 relating to the willful retention of national defense information. Other charges include conspiracy to commit obstruction and false statements. The indictment alleges Trump intentionally retained hundreds of classified documents that he took with him from the White House to his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago, after leaving the White House in January 2021. The material he stored, including in a bathroom, ballroom, bedroom and shower, included material on nuclear programs, defense and weapons capabilities of the U.S. and foreign governments and a Pentagon attack plan, the indictment says. The information, if exposed, could have put at risk members of the military, confidential human sources and intelligence collection methods, prosecutors said. Beyond that, prosecutors say, he sought to obstruct government efforts to recover the documents, including by directing personal aide Walt Nauta, who was charged alongside Trump, to move boxes to conceal them and also suggesting to his own lawyer that he hide or destroy documents sought by a Justice Department subpoena. Some fellow Republicans have sought to press the case that Trump is being treated unfairly, citing the Justice Department's decision in 2016 to not charge Democrat Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified information through a private email server she relied on as Secretary of State. But those arguments overlook that FBI investigators did not find any evidence that Clinton or her aides had willfully broken laws regarding classified information or had obstructed the investigation. New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu, speaking Sunday on CBS News, said there was a huge difference between the two investigations but that it has to be explained to the American people. The Justice Department earlier this month informed former Vice President Mike Pence that it would not bring charges over the presence of classified documents in his Indiana home. A separate Justice Department special counsel investigation into the discovery of classified records at a home and office of President Joe Biden continues, though as in the Clinton case, no evidence of obstruction or intentional lawbreaking has surfaced. Trump's own former Attorney General, William Barr, offered a grim assessment of Trump's predicament, saying on Fox News that Trump had no right to hold onto such sensitive records. If even half of it is true, Barr said of the allegations, then he's toast. I mean, it's a very detailed indictment, and it's very, very damning. And this idea of presenting Trump as a victim here, a victim of a witch hunt, is ridiculous. _Colvin reported from New York. Associated Press writers Adriana Gomez-Licone in Miami and Terry Spencer in Doral, Florida contributed to this report. Follow Eric Tucker on Twitter at http://www.twitter.com/etuckerapp_... More on Donald Trump-related investigations. https://apnews.com/hub/Donald-Trump-Eric-Tucker and Jill Colvin, The Associated Press. That decision came back to haunt her when, in 2015, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community alerted the FBI to the presence of potentially hundreds of emails containing classified information. AP Photo, Charlie Nabergall, File, 2. JPG, Caption, File, Attorney General Merrick Garland speaks during a news conference at the Department of Justice, Thursday, January 12, 2023, in Washington, as John Lausch, the U.S. attorney in Chicago, looks on. AP Photo, Manuel Balche Sanetta, File, 2. That decision came back to haunt her when, in 2015, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community alerted the FBI to the presence of potentially hundreds of emails containing classified information. AP Photo, Charlie Nabergall, File, 2. Clinton relied on a private email system for the sake of convenience during her time as Secretary of State in the Obama administration. That decision came back to haunt her when, in 2015, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community alerted the FBI to the presence of potentially hundreds of emails containing classified information. AP Photo, Charlie Nabergall, File, 2. Comey told Congress that a review of new Hillary Clinton emails has not changed our conclusions from earlier this year that she should not face charges. AP Photo, John Elswick, File, 2. JPG, Caption. Former President Donald Trump boards his airplane at Newark Liberty International Airport, Monday, June 12, 2013 in Newark, New Jersey. Trump will fly to Florida where he will face criminal charges pertaining to mishandling of classified documents. AP Photo, Brian Woolston, 2.